Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Please teach us your ways in your word as we study to show ourselves approved. Good morning, saints. We're reading Matthew 11, verse 14 to 15, NLT. And if you are willing to accept what I say, he is Elijah, the one the prophet said would come. Anyone who is willing to hear should listen and understand. Who is the one they're talking about? It's John the Baptist. Earlier in the chapter, John the Baptist sends his disciples to ask Jesus, "Are you the Messiah?" This is the same John the Baptist who saw the Spirit descending on Jesus when he was baptized by John. And even he had doubts when he was in prison and in a bad place possibly, and just wondering what was going on. And when his disciples went to Jesus, he didn't say, "Yes, I am," or anything like that. He just said, "Tell John what you see. The blind see, the lepers are cleansed, the lame walk, and the poor get the good news preached to them." So he just reminded John the Baptist the purpose of his ministry is to bring freedom to the captives and salvation to the lost and hurting. That's every human being on planet Earth. Matthew 17, verse 10 to 13, his disciples asked, "Why do the teachers of religious law insist that Elijah must return before the Messiah comes?" Jesus replied, "Elijah is indeed coming first to set everything in order. But I tell you, he has already come, but he wasn't recognized, and he was badly mistreated. And soon the Son of Man will also suffer at their hands." Then the disciples realized he had been speaking of John the Baptist. So where did the religious teachers get the idea that Elijah the prophet is coming to prepare the way for the Messiah? In Malachi 4 verse 5, "Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord." That refers to Joel 2 verse 31 in NLT. "The sun will be turned into darkness and the moon will turn blood red before that great and terrible day of the Lord arrives." Luke 1 verse 67 to 79 NLT. I'll read a few verses. "Then his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and gave this prophecy. Praise the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has visited his people and redeemed them. He has sent us a mighty Saviour from the royal line of his servant David." Then on to verse 76. "And you, my little son, will be called the prophet of the Most High, because you will prepare the way for the Lord. You will tell his people how to find salvation through forgiveness of their sins. Because of God's tender mercy, the light from heaven is about to break upon us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide us to the path of peace." So what is the significance of Elijah? Well, in Matthew 17, verse 1 to 3, "Now after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John his brother, led them up on a high mountain by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him." So Moses represents the law, and Elijah represents the prophets, and Jesus fulfilled both the law and the prophets. Now about listening and hearing and understanding, this phrase, "anyone who is willing to hear should listen and understand," appears quite a number of times in the New Testament. But let's first look at James 1 verse 21 to 25. "So get rid of all the filth and evil in your lives and humbly accept the message God has planted in your heart, for it is strong enough to save your souls. And remember, it is a message to obey, not just to listen to. If you don't obey, you are only fooling yourself. For if you just listen and don't obey, it is like looking at your face in a mirror, but doing nothing to improve your appearance. You see yourself walk away and forget what you look like. But if you keep looking steadily into God's perfect law, the law that sets you free, and if you do what it says and don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you for doing it. Now this perfect law is the law of love. It replaces the Mosaic law that was laid down in the Old Testament, and it is the law that Jesus brought. He said, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another. There are many other instances where it says anyone who is willing to hear should listen and understand. Matthew 13:9, Matthew 13:43b, other places in Mark and Luke, and then in Revelation 2:7, 2:11, 2:17, 2:29, Revelation 3:6, 3:13, 3:22, and Revelation 13:9 and 10, it goes on. Anyone who is willing to hear should listen and understand. The people who are destined for prison will be arrested and taken away. Those who are destined for death will be killed. But do not be dismayed, for here is your opportunity to have endurance and faith. Jesus himself said in John 16:32-33, but the time is coming, in fact it is already here, when you will be scattered, each one going his own way, leaving me alone. Yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. I have told you all this, so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth you will have many trials and sorrows. But take heart, because I have overcome the world. And so we end on the encouraging note. Even though things happen in life on planet earth, Jesus has overcome the world. We are on the victorious side. We are on the winning team. Take heart. Jesus himself said, take heart. Be of good cheer, because he is our victorious Redeemer and the lover of our souls.